Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Bookseller Podcast, the bi-weekly podcast discussing all things Amazon bookselling.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Prime Bookselling Podcast. And I'm Eric, and we're back again. And with tax season coming around, I thought we would do a special podcast just about the fun and exciting Amazon 1099 form. And somebody would, probably many of you out there, are thinking, if you've never gotten the Amazon 1099, you're thinking, why would we do an episode about the Amazon 1099? Because it's just a 1099 form. And you would think that would be the case, but courtesy of, and I want to make it very clear, because this is a very misunderstood thing I hear from people, because people get mad at Amazon for how stupid the 1099 form is. And I don't believe that it's actually Amazon's fault. It's actually your fine government making really stupid rules on how they report Amazon, or how they force Amazon to report your sales. So if you've never gotten an Amazon 1099, and keep in mind, I think this is the first year, maybe it's the second year, but if you do above $600 in sales in a year, you should get a 1099 from Amazon, because the law was recently changed to an insanely low amount of money. So more than likely, if you're selling on Amazon, you're going to get a 1099. But what they do on this 1099 form that is so much fun and so exciting is that they are going to report every dollar that is transacted on your behalf through Amazon. What does that mean? What that means is that when you sell something on Amazon, let's just say you sell it for $13, and Amazon takes fees of $18 of that $30 and only gives you back whatever the difference is, which I believe would be $12. I apologize if that's incorrect. I'm terrible with math, but you get the point. And they are going to apply on your 1099 form that entire $30. Now, to add even more fun to that, let's just say Amazon also has an option where if you're buying a product from Amazon for a charge of $3.99, you can have that item wrapped as a gift for somebody. And if for some sense your customer pays to have the item wrapped, Amazon also has to report that $4 charge that they charge to the customer for wrapping that product. They have to also include that onto your Amazon 1099 because it was money transacted on your behalf. So when you may have only gotten $12 deposited into your bank account from Amazon for one sale, they might on your 1099 report $34 worth of sales. So what does that mean? That means that a lot of people get their first ever 1099 form and they look at it and they say, what? I didn't make this much money on Amazon last year. And for all intents and purposes, yes, they are correct. They did not make that much money, because it did that Amazon probably took at least half of what's showing up on that Amazon 1099. So this can be a big, big shocker to people when they see the 1099 for the first time. And so now you're left thinking, okay, well, I didn't make this much money, so I am not going to pay tax on this much money. So how do I deal with this? And what a lot of people end up doing is that they just ignore the 1099 and they report the actual money they made from Amazon. And that is not what you want to do. Because I promise you, no matter who you are, no matter what, if you ignore the 1099 value on your tax form when you do your taxes, if that number does not exactly match the 1099, between your taxes and your 1099, if the total amount of sales does not match, it is going to trigger you to get audited. Is an audit a big deal? Depends on who you ask, but my advice to you is to just avoid it at all costs, because no matter what, if you get audited by the IRS, I mean, they're going to want to get something from you. So inevitably, you will probably have to pay in. So it's best just to avoid this altogether. So basically, the first thing you need to take from this episode is whatever that value shows on your Amazon 1099, you need to be at that in sales on your tax return, or you need to be above that in sales on your tax return. Do not go underneath it. Even though it probably says you sold $300,000 worth of stuff and maybe you only got $50,000 worth of deposits from Amazon, you still have to show $300,000 of sales on your tax return to not trigger an audit. So how do you handle this so that you show that full sales amount, but do not have to pay tax on all the money that Amazon keeps? And before I go into this part, this is kind of where I stem down the lines of, I am not giving you a tax advice. You should talk to your tax expert about this. But I'm going to tell you in my personal experience how my tax advisor told me to handle this and how I've been a seller for 13 years. Now, all 13 years, you did not get a 1099 from Amazon, but every year I've gotten a 1099. This has not been an issue. So what you want to do is you do want to report the full amount of sales on your 1099, whatever that amount might be, but then go through your bank statements and figure out exactly what Amazon actually deposited into your bank account. So go through every month of your statements and say, okay, the 1099 says that I made $35,000 in sales, but I actually only took home, I don't know, $12,000. You know, that was physically deposited into my account. So what you're going to do is you're going to put that you had $35,000 worth of sales. Then you're going to subtract whatever you actually were given. So let's just say it's $35,000 and you were given $15,000 back. I'm going to do that for simple math. So what you want to do is you say, I made sales of $35,000, subtract the $15,000 that you made off of that, which is going to be $20,000. So at 35 minus 15, $20,000. That, in theory, $20,000 is what Amazon took from you in fees. Because obviously something along that lines happened, because why did you only get that amount of money deposited into your bank account when they say you made $35,000? So you would then you put $35,000 worth of sales, you take venue fees, or if you want to call it Amazon fees or something along that lines, of $20,000, you would write that off as an expense, which is going to bring you down to the actual amount you sold. Now, keep in mind as you're doing this that now, just because Amazon deposits $15,000 into your bank account, that is not your true profit. Then after that, you have to start working on I spent X amount of dollars on inventory, I spent X amount of dollars on software. So you're going to continue to take that 15 and add more expenses onto it to lower your income even greater. But the point is that when you get this 1099 for the first time, do not ignore that value that is on your 1099, because if you do, I have seen multiple people that have chosen to not use that value from the 1099, and they've all been audited. So make sure that you're starting with that 1099 value, but then you have to use expenses to build it, cut it down to the actual amount that you sold. And in most scenarios, you're going to look at this and you might even be a little nervous about it because the Amazon number is going to be so big, and you're going to write it down to such a small number that you'll be like, oh my God, am I going to throw up a red flag or something like that? And I promise you that as long as that 1099 number, as long as your 1099 number matches what you put in your sales on your tax return, the probability of you getting audited is very low. It is not 100%, not guaranteed, but I mean, more whenever, in my experience, from what I've seen of this, the IRS is not looking for like hard, complex audits to run. They're looking for simple ways to get catch people cheating. And a very simple way to catch people cheating is by looking at 1099 forms. And so as long as you have that aspect of it correctly, the rest of it, they'll usually let slide. So that said, very clearly, consult your certified account and make sure that they're okay with everything you're writing off, blah, blah, blah. Be honest, don't cheat, blah, blah, blah. But the point is that the number one thing you want to do is make sure that that 1099 matches with what your sales say. And it can be the same or greater, but you do not want it to fall less, because if it falls less, that can trigger a audit on your end. And go out and just search Amazon forums, because you will see people saying, I got audited because they didn't do it right. And so, as always, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I just wanted to get this episode out there so people are familiar with that 1099, because I have seen a lot of 1099s in my life, and I have never seen a 1099 that works like this. At pretty much every 1099 you get in the rest of the world from any other thing, it's going to show you what the company actually paid you. And for some reason, when they drew up this law for Amazon and for other online retailers, they drew it up in such a way that they don't show you the actual amount that you receive. They show you your sales. And especially in the Amazon world, because if you're leveraging the FBA program, the fees can be so extreme, that number can sometimes be scary. So, and the default of most people, in my experience, is to go with not reporting the 1099 amount, but rather reporting the true amount that you got from Amazon, which in this situation is almost a guaranteed audit if you do it that way. And if you're out there right now listening to this podcast and think, well, I mean, I've been doing this for 3 years and I've done it the way you're telling me not to do it every year and I've never gotten in trouble. Well, the one thing I will tell you about that is that the IRS typically works like at 4 or 5 years behind schedule. So if you did it 3 years ago and you haven't got caught, you know, yeah, it might just be coming within the next 2 years that they might finally actually get around to informing you that they have this red flag on your account. And that's a horrible, horrible thing to happen, because guess what? If you get audited, I know, so I've personally been audited for sales tax at one point in time in my life, which is supposed to be the worst kind of audit you can go through. And I can tell you that it wasn't really that bad, but they could go back 5 years. After 5 years, it was out of the statute of limitation or something, so they couldn't audit you. I would assume the IRS works in the same way. So if you've been doing this 1099 wrong for 3 years and they have not triggered you yet, if you do get triggered within the next 2 years, which you probably will, they will be able to go back and nail you on all five of your tax returns that you did your 1099 wrong. Now, in theory, all you should really have to pay is penalties, because even if you go off of the true amount you made, then your number should still jive correctly. But the point is that you're bringing the IRS into it. And when you bring the IRS into it, they typically want to get something out of it. So if they can't find it for the thing that triggered it, they're going to find something else to get money from you. So my advice is just to make sure you do the 1099 right so you never have to deal with the IRS. So as always, if there's questions about this, if you get your 1099 and you just like want a clearer understanding or want somebody to sit down and look at it and kind of explain it to you in more detail, because I know there's only so much I can do on a short podcast to truly explain this, feel free to reach out to me, sales@kingsridgemedia.com, or go to kingsridgemedia.com and find the contact form on that webpage. And as always, we do have sourcing services for Amazon bookseller. So if you're an Amazon bookseller, you're interested in looking at some services to get more books into your store, go jump over to kingsridgemedia.com and take a look at the automated service as well as KRM wholesale service. One of those services is going to be the ideal service for you probably. All you got to do is go to one of those two pages, click on it, and set up a time to meet with me, and we'll sit down and see how the services might help you in your business. And I will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. I thank everybody for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Bookseller Podcast. Join us for the next episode as we discuss all things Amazon bookselling.